China features in a new movie that's coming out this week. It's called Chani Chok to China, only the movie's not Chinese. It's from India, the first Bollywood production to be filmed inside China. The distributors are hoping to capitalize on the success of that other India-themed film, Slumdog Millionaire. Now, Slumdog is essentially a British movie based in Mumbai, India. But as Beth Akamanda reports, this new picture was filmed in China, but it's all Bollywood.
The idea for Chani Chok to China began with an image for a movie poster. It featured Bollywood star Akshay Kumar wearing a straw Chinese peasant hat and holding a pair of swords with skewered vegetables.
It's all about curry and noodles coming together.
That's Akshay Kumar. He says, despite the cross-cultural references, Chani Chok to China is a Bollywood film.
You know, Bollywood means all kind of dancing, fights, romance, and revenge, tragedy, everything.
In the movie, Kumar plays Sidhu, an Indian cook who comes to believe he's the reincarnation of legendary Chinese warrior Lu Sheng. That sends him traveling to China to help some laborers fight their oppressive employer. It's a kung fu action comedy played out to a Bollywood beat. In the film, the lead actress plays two characters, one Indian, the other Chinese. Both play off of stereotypes from each country, says director Nikhil Advani.
Sakhi, who's the Indian girl, is very Barbie doll, damsel in distress. We constantly wanted to play her at one pitch higher. She doesn't know whether she's coming or she's going. Whereas Miao Miao is silent. She's more a killer. She's very focused. She's deadly.
It's not just about playing with the actors and characters. The film also finds humor in the culture clash of staging an elaborate Bollywood number in the midst of China's Forbidden City, with hundreds of stoic Chinese soldiers making up the chorus. Actor Akshay Kumar says the scene involves a bit of cinematic trickery.
We got permission to shoot in Hangzhou studio and then the Forbidden City, but we didn't get the real Forbidden City. We got to shoot in the studio Forbidden City, which apparently is much bigger than the real one.
However, they did get to shoot on the real Great Wall, says director Nikhil Advani.
But I think while shooting in China, you have to be very careful about whose toes you're treading on, especially since you're shooting on one of the wonders of the world. Also, getting there first was quite an uphill task because you have lots of permissions. You have to submit your script. We had a lot of pre-production to just get us to shoot 14 days on the Great Wall.
Advani is hoping for another kind of cultural exchange when the film opens on Friday in the U.S. He says Slumdog Millionaire has opened a door for Bollywood films in America, even though it's not really a Bollywood movie. He says Chani Chok to China actually has more in common with another unexpected hit from last year, Mamma Mia.
I think that, yes, a film like Mamma Mia, where people break into song all the time, and song and dance, and at the end of the day, it has a simple story and a simple narrative, would definitely be more closer to Chani Chok to China than Slumdog Millionaire.
And the makers of Chani Chok to China are banking on its simple story and musical numbers crossing borders. They're going after audiences in the three largest movie markets in the world, India, the U.S., and China. For The World, I'm Beth Accomando.